Proclamation number 8010 of 3rd of October, 1961. Cognition. Light of love. Revelation. An incomparable light shines down to earth when my address sounds to you. And this light will not lose its brilliance, it will penetrate the darkness and create clarity everywhere. From me this luminosity will remain undiminished, for my word brings brightest knowledge to those people who accept it. And if my bearers of light pass it on unimpaired, knowledge can be conveyed to people which provides complete information about things the human intellect is unable to explain, fathom. But at the same time people must live a life of love, otherwise their hearts will not be receptive to such knowledge and then everything will only be dead words to them, with which they know nothing. But the very possibility of being able to attain realization with goodwill is such a great gift of grace for you humans which should only ever prove my great love to you. And this love of mine is unchanging. Your state of imperfection takes me as the most perfect being and I want to lead you to perfection in order to make you blissfully happy. Your wretched state consists in a darkening of your spirit, in a total ignorance of your destiny. You have certainly caused this state yourselves because you voluntarily rejected the light of love which continued to shine upon you. But my love for you has not diminished, for you are products of my love, you emerged from my love and will eternally remain creatures of my love, even if you keep yourselves distant from me. Yet the love which applies to you for all eternity also wants to reveal itself to you in order to also win your love, in order to induce you to return, which then secures an immeasurably blissful fate for you again. And therefore my love seeks to repeatedly kindle a light for you in whose bright glow you can gain a small realization of your actual destiny again. Such a divine ray of love is my word which sounds to you from above and which can prompt you to seek contact with your God and Creator, your Father of Eternity, again. And all people shall have the opportunity to join the flow of love light. Yet they must not resist me, they must voluntarily listen to me when I speak to them, and they must take my divine words of love to heart. And truly, the dark spiritual state will depart from them. They will slowly realize that earthly life is not an end in itself but a means to an end. They will not only receive light but also strength and thus be able to live out my word, to fulfill my will which is made known to them through my word. And they will learn to love me. And this alone is my purpose through the transmission of my word from above, that they learn to recognize me in my nature, which is exceedingly perfect, and that they then show me the love they once denied me. For my love will never ever abandon the creations which voluntarily separated themselves from me. My love will constantly pursue them, and my love will constantly woo my living creations' love. And again I will prepare hearts for myself into which I can let my light of love shine, which serve me as bearers of light, which carry the light everywhere into the darkness and illuminate people's path which leads to me, to their Father of Eternity. And no matter whether my adversary tries again and again to extinguish my light or to dim it, brightly shining the sun of my spirit will break through again and again. Again and again my word will resound from on high and people will be allowed to take note of the truth. And again the eternal truth will reveal itself. For light alone is bliss. and a bright light will always be given to you through my word, which is a revelation of him who loves you and who also wants to win your love. Amen.